Second Rashi on Tzadiz Hayin Amid Aleph. Hashem Tzani Avur the Shmuel. The High Chadoshes Kishiyesh Lehen Yeshven Ritzuos Vedim Kishoris Kain Kesher Shel Tefillin. There are Ritzuos, but they have not been tied with a proper Kesher. Ha'osikim and Osius, which has a form of different letters. V'chein Kumo Tzamid. That's why it's called that, which is the way it normally is. Based on that explanation, we understand the issue here is that we can't make the knot. But also, you can't make a knot on Shabbos. So then we can assume the time of the Chadosh. So now we can say that the Lazar's din is correct. And we assume the person wouldn't go to the tircha to generate a pair of tefillin, which is a kameh, which looks like a pair of tefillin. The person wouldn't go through all the tircha to create tchelis, which looks like tchelis v'tzitzis for other purposes. Okay, so more said. So what's the machlokes in Meir and Rehuda at that point in time? Rehuda tameh perikel k'shorim. The Rehuda holds that making a bow is considered a form of making a knot. Because the Rehuda says, Chavod Delisha Nipsek, you have the rope which is attached to the bucket, and it tore. You need to tie something on to be able to lower your bucket down into the well. So karakal of punda of pesikia, you can wrap around it. Punda is a belt, or pesikia is like a type of a strap. Vachal yamana, you can't make a bow. And what they explains, because the Rehuda Shita is that a bow is a form of a knot. On the time of mishum the kshiruhu. The reason is because of kosher, which is an isser on Shabbos. The Gemara says, okay, it sounds like that's the only problem. Halav hachi onuv. So otherwise, you could make a knot, but to me, but they can't be because there's a lachal moshe mesinai how you have to make the form of a kasher. Heich hu asui. There's a lachal moshe mesinai how it's made. Jadam of the dalas. The kasher of the shalroch is like a dalad. Between rosin, asui kimin shin. Rashi learns the shin is when you're tight for it that you have the three hairs coming up. Rashi learns. Ritzua ketana kavua behen, rosha kafuv, v'daima l'yud. And you have the small in the shayad. You have the small yud coming up. Hare shakai. It says that's a lot of much we've seen tonight. And Ranachman says v'noye in the bar. Ois and Heker Ois, those letters have to face out. Lachutz, Shenem Klapi, Atrilin, Ben Abatim, Elekenegan, Maris Ayan. They're not done facing inward where you wouldn't be able to see them. I'm not sure exactly what would that look like. They have to be facing out. Shafisha Nemar. Bohen, Vero, Kolamahi, Oritz, they have to be visible. That Kishem Hashem Nikra Lecha. So the pasuk ends off with saying that Kadosh Baruch Hu's name is on you. So that's referring to the Shem of Shakai, which is visible on the tefillin. Tanya Rabbeinu Gadol Amar Elu Tefillin Shel Rosh. It's referring to tefillin Shel Rosh. Some more answers that they would do an aniva. Were it not for the fact that this is making an aniva on Shabbos, you do an aniva, which would look like the kesher. Okay. Zot the Gemara, Amar Rav, Chista Amar Rav. 15 lines down. Amar Chitza Marav, Lekeach Tefillin Mimisha Enu Mumcha. Person buys tefillin, buying multiple tefillin to resell, and his source is somebody that he's not familiar with. Whether this person is able to produce tefillin properly or not. So the loch is Berdik Shtayim Shel. Shayad v'achas shalroish or shtayim shalroish v'achas shayad. He's burning three, two of the shayad and one of the shalroish, or vice versa. Where says the manushach? What was the case? Imichad gavra kozovin. If we're assuming that all of the items that he's receiving were written and made by the same person. So then, Oshal Shayad, Oshal Shavosh. You can do three of this, the same, and they accomplish the same thing. You can do three Shayad or three Shavosh. Elam, I rather, we're going to, maybe the case is Imi Treitlas, Tosa Gabri, there's from multiple sources, two or three people, Zobin, and that's where he, the person who's selling you. Got from multiple sources. So then, kolchad v'chad liboy b'dika. So each one is, there's no chazaka by doing, you're not creating any type of a chazaka by checking two of these and one of those. When there might have been one from each. So what type of chazaka is created by checking one of each? So more answers. Lo'elam michad gabra zoven. It was all purchasing for one person. We need to create a mumchos, a chazaka by him, in both the shayad and the shalrosh. So he can't do three shayad or three shalrosh. He has to do a three to create a chazaka, but they have to be some shayad and some shalrosh. Moore says, "Any, is that true?" V'hotani Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel quoted a brayse. Bitvilin Bodak Shalosh Shayad. Bishalrosh. So the Brisa says you can check three of the Shayad. Bishalrosh. So Myla, doesn't it mean Oy Shalosh Shayad? Oy Shalosh Shalrosh. You can do three of one or three of the other. Versus no. Shalosh. You do three. Mehen Shayad, Mehen Shalrosh. Of the three, some are from the Shayad, and some are from the Shalrosh. So, by doing that, that's considered you've been a chazaka on both types. So, the Mora says, I have a toner of Kahanat, Betulin, Boydik, Shtayim, Shayad, Vishalrosh. She says, not three, but two. More answers. Hamani Rebbe, he damer betrays in the have a chazaka. Rebbe Shita is that you can get a chazaka with two times. So this price, which says two, one of the shayad and one of the shalrosh, would be Rebbe, because we hold you need three, so we're going to do three, two of one and one of the other. So more says, E Rebbe, if the town of that price is Rebbe, same as safe. The Brisa continues. It's Bechem Tzebes Hasheni, Bechem Tzebes Hashlishi. That's out of the first batch, and the second batch, and the third batch. Okay, so if he receives a batch of coming together, he assumes it's one person, sees Boydik. According to the explanation, is but two of that. But why three times? So Morris says, "Mi Rabbi Shlishi Mi Islay." Why does he need three? So Morris answers, "Mother Rabbi, but Sevasim the Mitrei Tlosa Gabri Zavin." It's by the Sevasim. The reason why Rabbi agrees is each Sabbath we assume came from somebody else. Or it says, if so, so four and five and six also. So each Sabbath is a new from a new source. So you have to be bedik two of that to create a chazaka and a chanami. So it says, you're right. It would be 4 or 5 and onwards also. It stressed 3. Cheske, I said. I didn't say Cheske. Even though he, Rebbe, holds that a chazaka can be made with 2. So here he's pointing out that the chazaka cannot be made with 2. You need 3, because over here it's not a chazaka, because each unit is for something else. So once he told me that there's a need for 3, and I know he normally holds chazaka as 2, I realize that he's saying over here the chazaka doesn't apply. Well, once that's true, in regards to each Sabbath, so therefore I understand, obviously, the 4th, the 5th, and 6th, and 7th would be the same thing also. So there was no need to mention the 4 and 5, once he said 3. Lafuke mechazke. It's come to Lafuke from Rebbe's sheet in general, how to create a chazaka. Okay. Let's see what happens to Rashi. Alakeh Tfilin. It's about a third of the way down. Harbiyach, he's purchasing a large amount of tfilin at one time. He's going to resell them. He's buying them from somebody who's not been established that he's an expert in crafting tfilin. So Burek Shtayim, Shayad Bach HaShavresh, he checks 3 total, 2 of one of the other. By checking 3 and finding that the person was proficient, he gets the status of a mumcha. Then he can purchase more from that same person without checking them again. Where it says, what's this idea of 2 of one and 1 of the other? Monoshach, my daitcha, what are you thinking? The person who's buying the person he's purchasing from. We're talking about a person who's purchasing from somebody who it's all one source. And this reseller who's not reselling it bought it from one person, is one source. So Libdak Sholosh Bishalyad, or Sholosh Bishalrosh, let him check 3 of the Shalyad, or the Shalrosh. Why do you have to vary it? Some of the Shalyad or some of the Rosh. If he does 3 Shalyad properly, or 3 Shalrosh properly, we can assume he knows what he's doing. And if you tell me that we assume that he purchased that from different people, the person selling to you is not a primary source, but he himself got it from multiple people. So the chazaka you make on the first 3 wouldn't prove anything about the 4th one, because maybe the 4th one is from a different source. The more says it's one person. You need a chazak of 3, which it has to be partially shayat and partially shirush. The more brought up Bryson says 2 is enough. Where it says Rebbe he b'mishati shavamasu. The Amar betrays him the havi chazaka. Rebbe holds chazaka is established with 2 times. So there's something called an halacha called a katlonis, a woman who has a chazaka. Their husbands die. So the Chachamim say if she marries to 3 people, and 3 people, 3 husbands die, so, and we can't attribute it to other reasons why they're dead, so we assume it's just the marriage to the woman is what's causing it, and it's considered a sakana to marry her. The Rebbe says, this is the Rishon Umeis, L'sheni umeis, l'shishi lo tinos. Ready? After two times, she gets the status of a kavla. The price continues. It says that you check two in the second batch. There are many batches. Each batch there are many tefillin. So you have to check the second and the third. So why three? Now, because all day the hockey comer. Baruch mitzvahs harishon shnei tefillin. In the first batch, you checked two pairs of tefillin. Huxa kolos shabbos. That batch is muxa. V'chein misheni. Huxa gamu. V'chein mishlishi. So you check two of the first one, two of the second, two of the third one. Now you're muxa. You came in the huxa mishloishet tzvasim. Sheirim. Huxa kolos tzvasim. So once you have three, you've been established as being good. You don't have to check any more. And so far, leave the clue. But Rebbe Tzvasim, they nechon muchzik b'shachav eroi. The chazaka one won't work for the other because shederach likach tzevus echad miishazev tzevus echad miishacher. The batches usually come from multiple sources. Each batch from different source. So therefore, you have to check each one. But you check each one according to Rebbe Chazaka is two times. Lashon Tzevus is k'may shol to shol lo min hatzvasim. So he told the workers to sort of drop off some stalks from her from the bundles. The reason why he said three is not to say that the fourth and fifth you don't need to, but to point out that over here two is not enough. Lashmin davagav the ba'alma trei havi chazaka. Rebbe holds two is enough. It's tzvasim less than the Rebbe chazaka. Chazaka won't work by tzvasim. I mean, Tony Shlishi. Once it says the third one needs megoli bay, and we realize that between Rebbe's chazaka is no longer applicable over here. Then we understand within the kulam. So that'll be true if there's a fifth, fourth, or fifth. Also, it'll be the same thing.